The second part of the line says, وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَزَلْ مُحْسِنًا. We've come to you in poverty, O he of affluence. يَا ذَا الْغِنَى. وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَزَلْ مُحْسِنًا. You are the one who has been all the time extending favors to us. As I just said in the speech, Allah has been giving you since you were born, up to now. He has been giving you before you recognized him. He has given you before you asked him. You were a little baby. Before that, you were a fetus in the womb of your mother. Before that, Allah picked up your mother, your father. Allah picked up before that your grandparents. You've been taken care of in many generations till your father and your mother met. Allah took care of you in the womb of your mother till you were delivered. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of you when you were a little baby. Most of you have seen occasions where babies could be killed. And in our homes, most of our babies, even with our children, we know it, that there have been many incidents where a child could have killed itself. Walking, getting to a place where it is dangerous, risky, holding something, getting to fire. And all of a sudden, the mother or the father or someone is attentive and the child is saved. Sometimes for the smallest reasons. It's the lutf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is surrounding us. Surrounded us when we were babies. Still surrounding us up to now. What I wanted to say is, up till we were 15, Allah didn't ask us for anything. He provided. He gave. Till we are 15, with the help of our parents, He asked us to pray, to fast, to give charity if we had money, and so on. So all of that should remind us of our obligations towards Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's enough proofs that He has been extending His favors to us. وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَزَلْ مُحْسِنًا. You're the one who has been giving. This is the quality, this is the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْفَقْرِ يَا ذَا الْغِنَى وَأَنْتَ الَّذِي لَمْ تَزَلْ مُحْسِنًا. وَعَوَّدْتَنَا كُلَّ فَضْلٍ عَسَى يَدُومُ الَّذِي مِنْكَ عَوَّدْتَنَا. You have accustomed us to every favor. That is to say, we're in good health. We don't like to lose our health. Allah has given us mates, husbands, wives, children, parents. We don't like to lose what we've got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has accustomed us to receiving from Him His bounties. And we don't like to lose what we've got from Him. It's intrinsic within the human beings to hold what they get. This is why the Sufi struggle is about giving away what you get. The beautiful story of Hatim al-Asam and Shaqiq al-Balkhi explains this in a better way. Two great men from the 3rd century of Hijrah. Hatim al-Asam was a student of Shaqiq al-Balkhi. They met together. Shaqiq asked Hatim, "How did you leave people in your country? What is the state of people in your town?" كيف تركت الناس في بلدكم؟ قال تركتهم يشكرون عند العطاء ويصبرون عند البلاء. I left people in my town in the following state: when they are given, they are thankful; when they are deprived, they are forbearant, they are patient. It's a good quality. This is a good state. But Shaqiq al-Balkhi, talking from his level, looking up to the best state, he didn't like that. He said, ذَاكَ حَالُ كِلَابِ بَلْخٍ عِنْدَنَا. That is exactly the state of the dogs of the city of Balkh, our city. Dogs, you give them, they thank you. They come around you, thanking you. You deprive them from food, you don't have anything to offer, they sit far away in the corner, they don't bother you. Patience, when they are deprived, thankfulness, gratitude, when they are given. They are known for that. Dogs are known for gratitude. They are making movies about dogs now. However, the good qualities of dogs are counted up to 70, according to some Muslim writers. And Imam Shaqiq al-Balkhi highlighted here the qualities of dogs. You're saying proudly that people are patient when they are deprived and people are thankful when they are given. They are just like dogs. How should they then be? Hatim asked. قَالَ يَنْبَغِي أن يؤثروا عند العطاء وأن يشكروا عند البلاء. When they are given, they should give away. Be altruistic. And when they are deprived, they should be thankful. The right test of thankfulness is not when you're given. Because you give me, I will thank you. It's intrinsic, it's natural. I don't struggle. Do you struggle to thank someone who does any favor to you? There's no struggle. It's natural. You have pleasure actually in thanking people for any favor they extend to you. But the struggle is to thank your enemies, people who slander you. Can you be up to that level to go and thank them, treat them well? Can be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He inflicts a calamity upon you? Patience means that you're feeling the pain. But thankfulness means that you're not feeling the pain at all. You're seeing everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sweet. Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. He is your Lord. Would He let you down? Would He allow you to suffer? No, there's no suffering for a believer. For non-believers, it might be punishment. For sinners, sometimes they might get some punishment. But the punishment for the sinners are good because they expiate their sins. But for true believers, righteous believers, there's no punishment. There's no pain. It's all sweet because it comes from Him. You love Him. وَكُلُّ مَا يَفْعَلُ الْمَحْبُوبُ مَحْبُوبُ. Everything that your beloved does is beloved to you because you love Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He accustomed us to all good throughout our lives. From when we were born. وَعَوَّدْتَنَا كُلَّ فَضْلٍ. We hope, عَسَى يَدُومُ الَّذِي مِنْكَ عَوَّدْتَنَا. We have hopes that what You've given us is kept with us, and You continue to provide us with everything.